Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Minecraft Short Stories Podcast. In this episode today, we have two stories. One of them is by Liam. He is a listener. He submitted a story. If you would also like to submit a story, go to minecraftshortstories.com, link in description. Go to the submit a story page and submit a story. It may get read on the podcast. There's also a story by me. As you guys know, I cannot name stories. I don't know why. This is called Steve is Lonely. Maybe I should start working on naming stories so then I don't have to keep saying, I'm sorry I didn't name this story well. But anyway, also if you'd like to see a 3 or 4 way collab, I will do that once the YouTube channel, link in description, reaches 1,000 subscribers. So if you'd like to see that happen, consider subscribing. Also while you're down there, check out the website, minecraftshortstories.com. There's more than just submitting a story on there. There's my videos, there's about me. I've worked really hard on the website, and I'm constantly updating it, adding stuff. So, if you'd like to check that out, I'd really appreciate that. But anyway, let's get right into the story.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So, whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Next story is by me. Like I said, it's called Steve is Lonely. Anyway, let's get right into it. Steve had been the Ender Dragon. Steve had braved the depths of the Nether and crafted armor of the rarest material in Minecraft. He had slayed withers and bean blazes. Finally, after all his adventures, Steve settled down. He focused on building and mining until his house and yard stretched for hundreds of blocks and his diamonds were too many to count. Even with all his riches and talent, Steve was lonely. Walking through the long halls of his house and wandering the expansive gardens, Steve wished for a companion. Before, he had had his work to focus on, but now, the world seemed empty. In his bedroom, Steve pondered his options. A fish wouldn't work. A parrot would be flopping all over the place. An axolotl needed water. Steve had a large aquarium, but it would be stuck in there. It wouldn't provide companionship. His choice came down to a cat or a dog. Both would be pretty easy to befriend, and both had their benefits. Steve chose a dog and set out to befriend one. Steve's house was on a hill overlooking a river in the plains. From what Steve knew about wolves, they liked tigers and forests. If you could find one, and feed some bones, then it would become a dog. To Steve, it didn't quite make sense why when you fed a wild animal a bone, it instantly became your best friend and was willing to die for you, but it sure was convenient. Climbing with experience down the slope of the hill, and setting off across the plains, Steve began to search for a forest. His search didn't take long. He found a forest, and pulling out a torch, began to walk beneath the canopy of the trees. Steve spent the whole day looking for a four-legged canine. As the sun set beneath the horizon and the growl of zombies started, Steve placed his bed in a shelter he set up and went to sleep. The following day, Steve had more luck. He found a floating block of wool. Wolves love to attack sheep, he knew, so one must have been around recently. Moving past a tree, Steve saw his hypothesis was correct. A wolf was viciously attacking a lone sheep in front of him. As Steve approached, the wolf succeeded and left only a floating block of wool and some mud on the ground. Quickly whipping out a bone, Steve tamed the dog. A red collar appeared on it, and it went up to Steve and licked his hand. Steve and his new companion returned home, both much happier than before. The end. I know that was short, but this is a shorter episode. I'll probably have a longer one next week. Look out for that. But anyway, thanks for listening. I'll see you guys inside the next episode. Stories by Liam. Thank you, Liam, for submitting a story. It is called The Caves of the Cherry Grove. Once upon a time, in the world of Minecraft, there is a player named Carlos. He and his friend Taylor had built an entire civilization in the new biome, Cherry Grove. They had thousands of villagers and other players from the server living in their massive city. Carlos came up with the idea of making themselves king and queen. One day, the two decided to take a group of local miners and warriors on an expedition. You see, Carlos and Taylor were adventurous players. They had explored many blocks beyond the grove of the pink trees. They suited up, Carlos taking a bow and 20 arrows, and Taylor taking a diamond axe and a shield. They both wore their well-earned netherite armor, fully decked out with their new emerald-colored armor trims that were added in 1.20. They began their journey down a steep mountain, where one of the warriors, Luke, a faithful friend of both leaders, almost died. The server didn't have hardcore mode set on, but it would have taken Luke ages to retrieve his things. They hopped in their boats and boated down a waterfall, not taking a single heart of damage during the fall. Soon they set up a camp, and a miner spotted a glow from the distance. Carlos and Taylor tried to convince him not to venture alone, but he, to no surprise, went anyway. The miner approached the glow and found it coming from a torch. But this wasn't an ordinary torch. It was a soul torch. The man went deeper into the cave, his pickaxe by his side. A low growl came from behind him, and he soon realized he was being followed. He turned tail and fled, but landed against a figure with a thud. This figure towered over him, sniffed him, and sent a beam of energy at his chest. He screamed and then disappeared into a cloud of smoke. The following day, Carlos and Taylor investigated the cave and found every item in the miner's inventory lying on the stony floor. Carlos's torch was slowly starting to burn out, and they soon ventured so far in that no light shone from the other end. "What will we do?" Taylor cried out. "We're lost in this cave, with no way out, and there's some crazy monster thing hunting us down." She screamed and sat on the ground, her head curled up in her knees. Carlos went over to comfort her, but stopped. A warden stood over her, and he sniffed her. She was still weeping, oblivious to the fact that the beast she was speaking of was right over her. The warden sniffed again, and then smacked her on the back, launching her into a wall of the cave. She yelped. Her health was low, 3 hearts to be exact. Carlos and the others were gone, except for Luke, the warrior who almost died. He'd stayed back and tried to fight the warden. Taylor stood and chopped at the beast with her axe. It fired a supersonic beam at her, but Luke jumped in front of her, absorbing the blow, killing himself. His items flew everywhere, and Taylor ran opposite the warren, hoping to find the exit. It chased her, firing beam after beam. It hit her a few times, but not enough to kill her. She finally saw the light and leapt for the exit. However, she tripped over a rock, and the warden caught up to her. When it was about to land the killing blow, she hit it with her axe. It toppled over, flashing red. A puffy cloud of smoke covered it. When it cleared, the beast was gone. Taylor cheered and bolted out of the cave. That was enough adventure for a while. The next story is by me. Like I said, it's called Steve is Lonely. Anyway, let's get right into it. Steve had been the Ender Dragon. Steve had braved the depths of the Nether and crafted armor of the rarest material in Minecraft. He had slayed withers and bean blazes. Finally, after all his adventures, Steve settled down. He focused on building and mining until his house and yard stretched for hundreds of blocks and his diamonds were too many to count. Even with all his riches and talent, Steve was lonely. Walking through the long halls of his house and wandering the expansive gardens, Steve wished for a companion. Before, he had had his work to focus on, but now, the world seemed empty. In his bedroom, Steve pondered his options. A fish wouldn't work. A parrot would be flopping all over the place. An axolotl needed water. Steve had a large aquarium, but it would be stuck in there. It wouldn't provide companionship. His choice came down to a cat or a dog. Both would be pretty easy to befriend, and both had their benefits. Steve chose a dog and set out to befriend one. Steve's house was on a hill overlooking a river in the plains. From what Steve knew about wolves, they liked tigers and forests. If you could find one and feed it some bones, then it would become a dog. To Steve, it didn't quite make sense why when you fed a wild animal a bone, it instantly became your best friend and was willing to die for you, but it sure was convenient. Climbing with experience down the slope of the hill, setting off across the plains, Steve began to search for a forest. His search didn't take long. He found a forest, and pulling out a torch, began to walk beneath the canopy of the trees. Steve spent the whole day looking for a four-legged canine. As the sun set beneath the horizon and the growl of zombies started, Steve placed his bed in a shelter he set up and went to sleep. The following day, Steve had more luck. He found a floating block of wool. Wolves love to attack sheep, he knew, so one must have been around recently. Moving past a tree, Steve saw his hypothesis was correct. A wolf was viciously attacking a lone sheep in front of him. As Steve approached, the wolf succeeded and left only a floating block of wool and some mud on the ground. Quickly whipping out a bone, Steve tamed the dog. A red collar appeared on it, and it went up to Steve and licked his hand. Steve and his new companion returned home, both much happier than before. The end. I know that was short, but this is a shorter episode. I'll probably have a longer one next week. Look out for that. But anyway, thanks for listening. I'll see you guys inside the next episode.